Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The center fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bobo Newsom. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Bobo Newsom. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The second baseman, Roy Schalk. Batting third. The left fielder, Eddie Carnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Ralph Hodgson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Thurman Tucker. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Tresh. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jake Wade. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Jake Wade. And now, play ball. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hall for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps takes first base on ball four. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Epps moves to second. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Epps scores. Hayes moves to second. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert takes first base on ball four. Hayes moves to third. Estilella moves to second. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is called out on strikes. Two outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Estilella scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 3-0, Athletics. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush takes first base on ball four. Siebert moves to third. Kell moves to second. Buck Ross now pitching. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Newsom, and towards Hall, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Epps hits a pop-up towards third. Hodgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgin hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hodgins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Siebert hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb takes first base on ball 4. Tresh moves to second. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross bunts towards the mound. Newsom fields it and throws to first for the out. Tresh moves to third. Webb moves to second. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 0-for-1 in the game. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tresh scores. Webb scores. It's 3-2, Athletics. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Carnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0-for-1 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodgen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. Trosky strikes out. 1 out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Hodgen moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tresh hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hodgen scores. Tucker moves to second. It's Athletics, 3, White Sox, 3. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 0 in the game. Ross strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 2 in the game. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 2 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Schock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Carnett hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Estilella hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Siebert hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Siebert reaches second base with a double. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 2 in the game. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive towards first. McGee reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tucker is called out on strikes. Two outs. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bush hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tresh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 2 in the game. Newsom hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Schock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Irv Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0 for 3 in the game. Hall hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Epps hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Webb hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buck Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 0 for 1 in the game. Ross strikes out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Schock hits a fly ball into right field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the White Sox 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Estilella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes moves to second. Gordon Malzberger now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Malzberger fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayes moves to third. Estilella moves to second. Ford Garrison pinch runs for Dick Siebert. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 0 for 3 in the game. McGee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Estilella scores. Garrison moves to third. It's 5-3, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Kell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Busch hits a fly ball into left field. Carnett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Garrison scores. Two outs. It's 6-3, Athletics. Bobo Newsom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newsom is 0 for 3 in the game. Newsom strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ford Garrison now playing left field. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 3 in the game. Carnett hits a fly ball into center field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ralph Hodgen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodgen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hodgen hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hodgen moves to second. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Hodgen moves to third. Trosky moves to second. Mike Tresh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tresh is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Tresh hits a ball on the ground towards short. Busch scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hodgen scores. Trosky moves to third. Tucker moves to second. Two outs. It's 6-4, Athletics. Johnny Dickshott pinch hits for Skeeter Webb. Johnny Dickshott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dickshott takes first base on ball 4. Joe Barry now pitching. Guy Curtwright pinch hits for Gordon Malzberger. Guy Curtwright is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Curtwright strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Roy Schalk now playing shortstop. Tony Cuccinello now playing second base. Joe Haynes now pitching. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Epps hits a pop-up towards short. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hayes hits a line drive into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Garrison settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Schalk hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Carnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carnett is 0 for 4 in the game. Carnett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.